Good morning. Today is Friday, December the 20th. Joining us this morning is our Arcata Police Chief, Brian Ahern. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It is a morning. Are you ready for our Why Do We Say That?
What's that now?
Your response is, yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Lollipop. Why is a lollipop so called?
Well, because it's something that people reach for when they want to perhaps have a little bit of a getaway from the day, a treat.
In the northern part of England, the word lolly means tongue. A lump of candy that you pop in and out of your mouth onto your tongue is quite aptly called a lollipop.
Obviously, I don't know much about the history of that.
Yeah, the boat left about 5 minutes ago. Oh, so how's Christmas shaping up in Arcata? Are you seeing any of the goofiness? Are you seeing nice, tranquil, everybody singing Christmas carols at night together? What are you experiencing?
Yeah, Arcata is a very special place in a number of ways, and I think the holidays really exemplify that as well. I mean, we're seeing, you know, HSU wrapping up, you know, the semester, so the students, many of them are heading home, you know, for the holidays, and so we wanted to make sure that, you know, that we provided an environment where they could take care of their finals and their responsibilities and also, you know, leave with a sense of accomplishment for the semester, working very closely with the university and university police. You know, the plaza and other shopping areas throughout Arcata continue to be a destination for people to come and not only, you know, do some holiday shopping, but to also take part in many of the activities that our, you know, business community has put together for people to enjoy, you know, the holiday season. So it's a wonderful time of the year, and our police department is out there, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to ensure that people are enjoying themselves and being safe.
Are you seeing any shifts, any trends in the last, I don't know, 6 months or so that are kind of catching by a little, by surprise a little bit?
I'm not
good,
so
good
sure.
Or bad.
Yeah, no, you know, the trends really for Arcata are, this comes from community members, is the traffic, the number of traffic infractions that occur between, you know, vehicles, pedestrians, skateboarders, bicyclists. You know, Arcata is a city that you know, really embraces nature, and one of those ideas is to, you know, really limit, you know, the impact of lighting so that people can enjoy, you know, the nighttime views and the stars. And unfortunately, what that does is it creates an opportunity for people to, if they're not really paying close enough attention to intersections and their speed, or if they're distracted by texting or other means, is it creates a situation where, you know, it could be a little bit more dangerous. So, you know, we're really encouraging people to drive safely, to travel safely through the streets of Arcata, to really pay attention, have your head on a swivel, look out for pedestrians, always, you know, yield the right of way. Even if the vehicle code says you have the right of way, be a good defensive driver, defensive traveler, and make sure that you're looking out for other people.
Do you have that many militant pedestrians?
Actually, it's more so, no, we don't. But people are just distracted nowadays, whether it's a conversation or whether it's looking at their phone. And I think some people just, because they don't really understand the rules of the road, perhaps as good as some other people, they feel like there's opportunities where they have ownership of a particular area, and so they're going to take that when someone else may feel like they have the same degree of ownership, and that's where some type of conflict, you know, can occur.
Yeah, it's interesting for me, people who are walking and able to read, they don't know where they are, but because they're somewhere else,
right.
You know, and walking out in front of, walking alongside a roadway,
right?
I'm sorry, you know, number one, get there safely, number two, don't cause the other guy to have to swerve and cause problems.
Absolutely.
I can read a text in 5 minutes. Well, it doesn't take me 5 minutes, but you get it. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Chief Brian from Arcata Police. 2 years?
Just over a year.
1 year.
Yeah. November 7th.
Just feels like 2 years.
Was my first year. No. We're just getting started.
I gotcha. Yeah. Hey, you mentioned the university. There's been some challenges that they've had in the last little bit also. When you think of Humboldt State, solid partner, certainly. How much does it change the dynamics of the town?
Oh, it's a difference maker for not only for Arcata but for our region. Humboldt State, in my opinion, is a destination institution. It is a place where people need to consider sending their loved ones to get a college education. The administration, the staff, working very closely with the police department. It's a first-class institution, and I think it really does provide a place where our region can benefit as well by bringing students and staff here to really set the stage for the future of not only, you know, the North Coast region, but for California and the West. I mean, look at what the students of Humboldt State, look at what they're doing beyond, you know, their education. They're making an impact in so many different areas of society. So it's an absolute privilege to be, you know, the chief for the city of Arcata for so many reasons. But one is to really work closely with the HSU Police Department to reassure families that your students are going to be safe when they're going to Humboldt State.
So as they're leaving this weekend, how does that change the typical day for one of your officers on the street?
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about trends in the last segment, and I have to give a lot of credit to President Jackson and his administration. The number of house—
Say that again. It just sounds good.
Yeah, President Jackson,
yeah.
His administration. I've met with the president on a number of occasions. He's a very humble man, and he came here for—and I'm not speaking for him, but my sense is he came here for a reason. And one of the impacts, for the officers, which was your question, for our dispatchers and other staff, are house parties, for example. But there has been a significant reduction in the number of calls for service related to off-campus house parties. And I attribute that, quite frankly, to the university and the awareness and the education that they're doing, you know, for the students. So, but, you know, there's obviously with students leaving, with staff leaving, it changes the dynamic a little bit. But quite frankly, as the chief, I miss them. You know, and I really look forward to January when they come back, because I believe that they are a significant part of Arcata, and we're just not the same city without them.
One of the things I think that's probably out there in the offing is Bar Row is going to start to change, you know, with the legal settlements and findings and whatnot. Are you hoping that it will continue to have the concentration that it has now for nighttime activities? Would you rather see it kind of spread out a little bit throughout town? I know there's philosophies on both sides.
Right.
Which one do you adhere to?
Well, you know, I really think that those are policy decisions, community decisions. We'll police where the need is. But I do believe that there is some value in having entertainment options available throughout the city. And we're starting to see that. We're seeing, you know, a growth in restaurants and applications for ABC licenses, you know, in other parts of Arcata, not just necessarily, you know, the plaza area. So although, you know, the plaza is part of the heart and soul of Arcata, and it's important that that remains a vibrant destination tomorrow as it is today.
Yeah, I've been surprised that Northtown hasn't become more of a, not a night spot, but more active just because of the proximity to the school. You got the walk bridge, you got 14th that you could walk across or drive across, dumping you right there, but it's the plaza that continues to have, and maybe it's the historical significance of the, what the plaza is. And Northtown are just kind of grow by spurts rather than significant at one time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Northtown, you know, has sort of created a niche for themselves as really like a more of a daytime into the early evening destination with, you know, the restaurants and the coffee shops. And you have a lot of retail, and it's like, as you said, it's so close to the university. You walk over the pedestrian footbridge, and you're right in Northtown, and we do see a lot of students either stopping there or walking through and heading further into the closer to the downtown area. So, you know, along G and H streets, there's a lot of options for the students, you know, to avail themselves of, as well as other streets, you know, throughout Arcata. You know, our businesses, you know, thrive, and a lot of that is attributed to, you know, them being available for, you know, the entire HSU, you know, community. So Northtown is really a special place in the sense that it has its own identity, even though it's a part of
Arcata.
Yeah,
it's like a different personality almost.
Right, and I think they really pride themselves on that.
A lot of the times when you talk about education, it's all focused at Humboldt. What about the high school? Are you having a lot of interaction? I know there was a little bit of excitement earlier this week. Didn't result in anything, and that's kind of what you hope for. Is the high school something where you're seeing some changes also?
The high school is very, very special to Arcata, to our city, and to our community. We have a school resource officer who provides a lot of service there. We have juvenile diversion counselors that are there to assist the school and our students. But also, Jamal Jones is the high school varsity football coach. He's an Arcata police officer.
Oh, you're going to run lines? You're going to run them now. We're going to take a break. It's 8:30.
Locally owned businesses help our community maintain a distinct personality and to help increase tourism because we don't look like every other place. Small businesses also provide the ability to try on and try out items before you buy and get real expertise, saving you both time and money. When you shop, shop local.
Our award-winning camping department has the gear you need no matter what kind of camping you do. Come in and experience the many benefits of shopping with Pacific Outfitters.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Arcata Police Chief Brian Ahern. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Brian, as you are looking into the future, obviously budget is a big reoccurring. Are you a fan of Charlie Brown?
Well,
you know, the cartoon shows, yeah. Right? And you hear the teacher go, wah, 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 wah. Yeah. Okay. Wah, wah, wah about budget. Yeah, it's always an issue. Wah, wah, wah. You know, nobody checks in on that stuff. What are you doing different today than APD may have been doing 12 or 18 months ago?
Well, I think one of the, first of all, you talk about budgets, you talk about staffing. You know, I have to really thank the mayor and the vice mayor and the city council and our city manager for their support, you know, in bringing the Arcata Police Department to their highest staffing level ever in the history of our 125-year organization. You know, that's huge. We're a people business. And so you need people in order to provide you know, public safety services in a city like Arcata. So we have tremendous support throughout our city and our leaders. But one change that we made that is allows us to do things a little bit differently than we have in the past is we've restructured the organization in the sense that we have a very defined now patrol division, which is a uniform division, and an investigations division. So,
oh, you've got an investigator or two?
We do. We have, you know, it's led by an investigations lieutenant. We have a detective sergeant assigned plus two detectives. And again, through the support of our city council, we have an evidence technician position now that we recently recruited for and hired. And that individual will start in January of 2020. So the evidence technician will now roll out to crime scenes with our investigators and really take over the evidence portion of that investigation. So that's a best practice model. And the Arcata Police Department really is setting a standard to where we are a model for agencies of similar scope. If you want to understand how to police a city, come to Arcata and we'll show you how to do that. But we really needed that investigations component because criminal investigations are more sophisticated now than they have ever been. And with so much evidence being located in non-traditional ways, it's important that you have experts, people who understand the law, people who can build relationships with the district attorney's office and all of our law enforcement partners throughout the North Coast region and Humboldt County, and people who can understand how to build a prosecutable case. Offenders need to be held accountable. And so we've placed all of our uniformed elements under the patrol lieutenant so that lieutenant can choreograph how those uniformed assets are deployed into the city. And then we have an investigations lieutenant who's responsible to make sure we're doing everything we possibly can to advocate for victims and create prosecutable cases for the district attorney's office.
It seems a little surprising. What's Arcata, 15,000, 18,000?
Yes.
Somewhere in that ballpark. To have four investigators and an evidence tech. So let's look at Eureka, okay, plus 50% roughly, so they should have six investigators. I don't know if the DA has got six investigators, let alone. Is that going to make your patrol folks that much more efficient with their time? And it's just the allocation of resources, or is there that much stuff going on in every town in the neighborhood that should have at least that level of staffing for investigating of crimes?
This is about making a commitment. You know, investigations is a priority in police work. And one example is a sophisticated criminal enterprise that was committing robberies and burglaries in Arcata in 2019. And after one particular case on Sunset Avenue, it was a burglary case, that investigation where we called out a detective to that scene when it happened, that led to a months-long investigation where we identified several people who were involved in very sophisticated robberies and burglaries, all occurring in Arcata. All of them have been arrested. The district attorney's office is holding them accountable with appropriate charges. And we have seen tremendous declines in property crime as a result of that. We believe that that group was the core group that was committing much of the property crime in Arcata. So when you invest investigative resources, that's the end result. And so you talk about allowing our patrol officers now to focus on other community issues because those people are being held accountable.
It's interesting. Sometimes you pull the linchpin. What happens? Your frequent flyer, I know, is the euphemism that's often used, but it really can be. I can remember talking with folks over the past years, drunk arrests. You know, one guy 2-3 times a day, 1,000 arrests a year. You know, how much time is being spent on that individual?
Right.
That could be used for various other services.
Right.
So it, I think the cool thing for a lot of us is that investigations are still post-event. So it's not the prevention part. It's something that you guys can really manage and measure. And that starts to develop some of the trust in the department.
Right.
because you can see it's a black and white or blue and white if you prefer numbers, and you can see what happened. Here's the spike. It's probably the same thing like when a new batch of heroin comes in at the first of the month. You see the spike, you know what's going to happen. But for those of us that are not in law enforcement, it's still kind of mind-numbing how simple some of this stuff can be boiled down to.
Right. Right. And you know, for victims to have a team show up from Arcata PD and invest the time it's going to take to uncover all evidence that we possibly can find to ensure that we identify, you know, the offenders and hold them accountable, I think speaks volumes about our commitment, you know, to public safety here in Arcata. So, but it takes a team and it takes a region, an entire county. And so for those people who are generating a significant volume of our calls, you know, that's where we work with other programs, you know, the MIST program, Humboldt County, you know, working with Arcata House Partnership, and all of the social service agencies that are here in the region to individually choreograph and create solutions so that we provide people with options other than, you know, the criminal justice system. And so diversion is a key component of that, working with probation, you know, and actually all of the law enforcement agencies throughout the region. We really are in alignment and in agreement on doing more things on behalf of people so that we can divert them away from the criminal justice system, but give them the tools and the resources that they need to thrive.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Brian Ahern from the City of Arcata. Brian, as you look at some of the different challenges that are out there, you'd mentioned the staffing and that APD is now up at the level that it has in historical levels. Mm-hmm. It's not as if we're seeing a ton of new general fund tax dollars coming into the department, coming into the city, coming into the county. So as there's a, let's call it a fixed or static pool of dollars, for you to get means somebody else didn't get. Mm-hmm. How'd you do it?
Well, the credit really does go to the city council and the city manager. They made public safety a priority. Not to say that it hasn't been, but I think we understand that Arcata is like a lot of cities, you know, throughout our country, and that is there are challenges today that did not exist yesterday. And, you know, as a city, you have a choice. You either acknowledge that and you make an investment in that, or you ignore it. And you know, I give the city of Arcata a ton of credit because they've acknowledged it, they've embraced it, and they said, we're going to do something about it. Let's just take emergency preparedness as an example. You know, to be prepared for a catastrophic emergency takes a commitment, it takes money, and it takes staffing. And so working in conjunction with our city manager, we have created an administrative sergeant position within the police department. So not only is it a career track now for our sergeants, but it also their main goal, their main responsibility for the police department is to manage all of our emergency preparedness training and operations. And so working closely with the city manager's office, we are doing things now to be prepared for an event tomorrow. And it's just, you know, it's just really exciting to be a part of seeing that come to fruition.
Does anybody pick up on the fact he's a little passionate about Arcata? Good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to everybody.
See everybody tomorrow morning.